Hello, and welcome to this audio summary, where I'll provide an in-depth overview of the LBC Annual Report and Financial Statements for 2025. This document, prepared by Leadership Business Consulting, also known as LBC, gives a comprehensive view of their performance, strategy, and direction as a global consulting firm headquartered in Portugal. Today, we'll explore LBC's approach to sustainable growth, the integration of artificial intelligence throughout their services, their operational and financial performance, and the central role of people and talent development throughout 2025. We'll also look ahead to LBC's plans for 2026 and their ongoing transformation. All information in this overview is based on the LBC Annual Report and Financial Statements published at www.lbc-global.com. To start, let's set the scene for the year under review. LBC operates under the One Global Firm principle, ensuring integrated management across all service lines, geographies, and legal entities. The firm reports consolidated performance for entities in Portugal, Angola, and South Africa, with additional activities in Spain, Mozambique, Germany, the USA, and subsidiaries in Portugal that together form their global business. In 2025, LBC continued its evolution as an integrated provider of international quality consulting, emphasizing rigor and reliability for clients in every sector and region they serve. At the strategic level, LBC's leadership identified three main priorities for the year: driving sustainable growth through disciplined financial and operational management, strengthening readiness for an AI-driven future, and investing in innovation and transformation to sustain long-term EBITDA and profitability while scaling their business globally. These priorities build on LBC's vision to provide high-quality, multidisciplinary solutions with agility and customization, distinguishing them from conventional consultancies. Focusing on the theme of sustainable growth, LBC grounds its approach on five pillars: profitable revenue growth and prudent financial stewardship, continuous enhancement of service offerings through artificial intelligence capabilities, geographic and service line diversification, internal transformation for future readiness, and unrelenting investment in the quality of delivery. During 2025, these pillars informed every aspect of LBC's decision-making. The results were clear in the performance data. LBC's global revenue climbed to 9.17 million euros, up from 8.11 million in 2024, representing a 13% increase. Consolidated revenue rose to 8.28 million euros, a significant 31% jump from the previous year. Globally, EBITDA expanded by nearly one-third to 1.4 million euros, and net profit increased by 34.6% to over 1 million euros. The operating margin for the consolidated business reached 16.6%, while return on equity improved from 21.81% to 23.8%, confirming more efficient capital utilization during a period of expansion and reinvestment. LBC's international expansion and collaborative efforts represented another key area of growth in 2025. The firm opened a new office in Munich, allowing it to deliver local responses to German clients and deepen its European presence. LBC further solidified its network by joining Andersen Global as a collaborative firm. Andersen Global is an association of legally independent member firms, featuring more than 50,000 professionals operating across over 1,000 locations in 180 countries. This affiliation equips LBC with enhanced capacity to engage in seamless, best-in-class client services on a global scale and to access specialized expertise for major engagements. These strategic moves enabled LBC to expand its footprint to 18 countries and 13 economic sectors, accumulating over 100 million euros in total revenue since inception. LBC's reported portfolio now includes more than 1,200 successfully completed projects across the public sector, private companies, and multilateral organizations. Notably, LBC continued to secure large-scale projects such as two 1.5 million euro contracts in Barcelona, Spain, and in Angola, one with Fusion for Energy and another World Bank financed with INAPEM. As LBC prepared for 2026, it did so with a solid base. As of the end of 2025, 50% of their coming year's target revenue had already been secured through contracted business. This high revenue visibility, bolstered by significant strategic investments, underpins their confidence in facing the upcoming period, one that is expected to be demanding due to moderate macroeconomic growth, persistent inflationary risks, geopolitical uncertainties, rapid technological change, and rising client expectations. Central to LBC's identity as a transformation leader is the rapid and responsible integration of artificial intelligence into its service portfolio. The formation of an AI Center of Competence marked a turning point in 2025. This dedicated unit includes a mix of AI engineers, data scientists, developers, UX specialists, business analysts, and partners under direct oversight of the CEO. Their mission is to systematize the development and deployment of AI solutions both for clients and internally throughout the organization. LBC's AI evolution accelerated significantly beyond experimentation in 2025. They drafted a comprehensive AI strategy plan with clear market and internal objectives, launched company-wide AI training focused on advanced tools and responsible use, and embedded artificial intelligence into both client-facing solutions and internal systems. During the year, the firm implemented 14 AI projects for clients and introduced 3 new AI-enabled products. These included the AI Leap platform, meeting management automation tools, and an AI agent accelerator, strengthening LBC's position as a boutique consulting firm at the cutting edge of digital services. As part of investment in building up future capabilities, LBC established the Solution and Product Development Unit, focusing on R&D for digital solutions such as Spot Trainer, which is an AI-powered learning management system, Compliance Manager, Proposal Builder, and Usability Booster. Each of these digital solutions leverages AI to solve specific client needs, from streamlining compliance procedures to accelerating digital usability and internal proposal generation. The AI Leap platform specifically illustrates how LBC guides organizations in moving from isolated AI experiments to scalable, value-generating models. Delivered in an integrated 12-week format, AI Leap begins with an expert-driven assessment of AI readiness and maturity. The process continues as LBC helps leadership and operational teams identify and build the business case for AI opportunities with the greatest potential impact. Finally, they deliver a transformation roadmap, deployment of initial use cases, and a governance framework tailor-fit for production environments. Designed for a range of clients, from small and medium enterprises to public sector organizations, the platform supports measurable improvements in productivity, cost reduction, innovation, and responsible decision-making. Broader market trends and risks form the backdrop to LBC's transformation narrative. Investment in artificial intelligence is seen globally as a major productivity driver. According to data referenced by LBC, advances in AI, combined with improvements in computing and semiconductor performance, reduce costs for analytical, creative, and technical tasks. Nonetheless, rapid growth in AI adoption brings execution risks, infrastructure constraints, workforce transitions, and regulatory uncertainties. LBC positions itself to help clients not only navigate, but benefit from these trends, emphasizing responsible adoption and robust change management. As the consulting model evolves, clients now expect greater speed, more customized solutions, continuous access to insights, and enhanced transparency. LBC's integrated approach answers these needs by combining digital technology, sector expertise, and artificial intelligence with a people-first transformation methodology. This ensures effective balance between human judgment and algorithmic capabilities, supporting lasting organizational change from strategy through to execution. For example, during 2025, LBC's consulting and digital transformation projects spanned numerous high-profile clients such as RT in Portugal, implementing digital accessibility in the public sector, developing interoperability platforms, delivering process automation, and supporting data-driven decision-making. Other highlighted projects include automation for Fusion for Energy in Spain, innovation programs for Embraer in Brazil, and transformation initiatives across government agencies in Africa. Within these efforts, LBC is constantly reviewing new opportunities to incorporate AI with replicable use cases poised for wider application in 2026 and beyond. Turning to operational and financial performance, the key figures for 2025 reflect steady growth and successful investment. LBC delivered a 13% revenue increase globally, with consolidated growth at 31%. EBITDA margin rose to 15.2% on a global basis, with the consolidated business reaching 16.6%. Net income surpassed 1 million euros. These outcomes were achieved even as the company invested heavily in AI and international expansion, demonstrating robust operational efficiency and scalable business processes. Client satisfaction served as another barometer of performance quality. Under the ISO 9001:2015 quality management system and audited by Bureau Veritas, LBC reached a satisfaction index of 5.2 out of 6, reflecting consistently high standards of service delivery. The company completed 35 new projects in 2025 alone and billed for 83 projects across management consulting, digital transformation, and talent development. Revenue for these projects was concentrated in Europe, with substantial activity in Africa and some work in the United States. LBC's investments were not limited to AI, but encompassed a broader buildup for growth. The development of intermediate management units has bolstered the capacity for delegation and specialization, reinforcing a quality-first, sustainable approach. The company's internationalization plan devoted significant resources, over 430,000 euros in 2 years, to expanding market presence, particularly in Europe and Africa. Concurrently, LBC maintained its momentum in digital product development, standardizing and digitalizing its entire service offering. From a financial governance perspective, the company maintained a healthy structure with a liquidity ratio of 2.09 and a quick ratio of 0.49, reflecting an improved ability to meet short-term obligations. The equity ratio, indicating the share of company assets financed through equity, was reported at B.54. Return on sales or operating margin grew to 16.66% in the consolidated business. The capital structure supports flexibility for growth-focused investments. Equity stood at 54% of total capital, with share capital at 2 million euros and a substantial base of reserves and retained earnings. LBC chose to secure a medium-term financing line of 1 million euros to support the AI, internationalization, and product development initiatives without pressuring operational finances unduly. These moves enabled LBC to balance short-term profit with long-term value creation. Notably, the financial statements acknowledged a historical default incident in Angola dating back to the oil price crisis of 2014, which initially resulted in significant receivables. By the end of 2025, more than 90% of those invoices had been recovered, leaving only a residual exposure. This episode is presented as evidence of LBC's organizational resilience and prudent risk management practices. Audit compliance and transparency are further underlined in LBC's 2025 reporting. An independent audit performed in accordance with Portuguese accounting and reporting standards concluded that, apart from limited areas referenced in the audit's basis for qualified opinion section, the financial statements provide a fair view of the company's performance and position. Readers seeking more details are encouraged to request the full auditor's report. In terms of value allocation, LBC's board of directors proposed distributing net income for 2025 as follows: transferring over 50,000 euros to the legal reserves, allocating 861,000 euros to retained earnings, and designating 100,000 euros as year-end bonuses. The shareholder structure was detailed, with InValue holding approximately 70% and other significant stakes owned by Jorge Cravo, Margarita Gonçalves, Katia Vicente, and the company itself through treasury stock. Moving now to human capital and talent development, LBC recognizes that people are the cornerstone of both quality service and sustainable business growth. In 2025, the talent pool expanded to 114 professionals, up from 54 in 2022. The firm also increased its outsourcing network to 40, enhancing operational flexibility. The year saw strengthened recruitment for AI-focused roles, the establishment of the AI Center of Competence, and the continuation of a hybrid work model that seeks to harmonize productivity with work-life balance. Low employee attrition, standing at 18%, signals a motivating and healthy environment. However, the company is also applying a dynamic up or out policy as it grows, ensuring continued advancement opportunities while maintaining a high-performing team. LBC's people strategy is grounded in structured development and 360-degree performance evaluation models, with incentives tied to both formal performance metrics and adherence to the firm's culture. Employee training features prominently in LBC's internal investments. During 2025, the company delivered 8,480 training hours, spanning consulting skills, project management, digital and AI tools, leadership, and behavioral competencies. Every employee follows an annual AI training program, which forms a key part of performance evaluation. Training is not limited to technical subjects, but also covers responsible AI principles and ethics, an important theme as LBC accelerates digital transformation. The development of the Spot Trainer platform is emblematic of LBC's approach. Designed as an internal AI-powered learning ecosystem, This tool consolidates technical content, soft skills modules, certification programs, and leadership training in a single accessible system. Employees are empowered to manage their personal learning journeys, monitor progress, and capture development opportunities. By centralizing knowledge sharing and making learning continuous, LBC supports both personal agility and organizational competitiveness. A broader culture of knowledge sharing is cultivated through regular brainstorming sessions, peer-led training, and participation in innovation programs. LBC's internal trusted advisor sessions, technology think tanks, and AI clinics provide structured opportunities for teams to disseminate insights and lessons learned from projects. Employees have access to knowledge brains, curated repositories that integrate methodologies, proposals, reference materials, and AI-powered assistance for rapid information retrieval. Formal and informal talent development structures are in place. Newcomers are supported through tutoring in their first 6 months and later benefit from mentoring by more experienced colleagues. Performance is evaluated annually through a model that incorporates clearly defined rules, personal incentive cards, and feedback loops to optimize both individual growth and team outcomes. LBC's organizational culture is articulated by the acronym ACE: Audacity, Collaboration, and Excellence. These behaviors frame expectations and serve as a touchstone for decision-making in every part of the company. The commitment to values extends to responsible and sustainable management, with LBC's Code of Ethics and Sustainability, including adherence to responsible AI use principles and other best practice frameworks. Diversity and inclusion are explicit in LBC's talent strategy. In 2025, women comprised 45% of the workforce, with 32% holding senior leadership positions. The company views diversity as a catalyst for innovation, problem-solving, and consistently high delivery quality. LBC's alumni network further demonstrates the impact of the firm's commitment to talent development. Graduates of LBC can be found in senior posts in major companies and public service organizations, both within Portugal and internationally. This underscores LBC's focus on developing future leaders across sectors and geographic regions. Social and environmental responsibility round out the focus on people. LBC's operations support United Nations Sustainable Development Goals through careful project mapping, targeted skills development, capacity building, and initiatives to foster entrepreneurship and inclusive economic growth. By the end of 2025, 99% of projects had been mapped to SDG contributions. Environmental performance is tracked carefully. Notable achievements in 2025 include a 90% electric or hybrid vehicle fleet, a 10% reduction in business travel by turnover, and a 30% reduction in paper consumption compared to the previous year. Responsible resource use and pragmatic environmental management are embedded into LBC's operational model, reinforcing sustainability. Governance is integral to LBC's strategy. Ethics, transparency, and integrity are central in decision-making and client engagements. The company is actively working toward ISO and ESG certifications, the development of a materiality matrix, and greater alignment with the Corporate Sustainability Reporting Directive, CSRD. These efforts underpin transparent, responsible, and consistent management practices. Information security receives sustained attention, particularly in light of growing digital risks. LBC continues to strengthen cybersecurity practices, investing in technical solutions and raising employee awareness to safeguard against operational, financial, and reputational threats. The company is currently pursuing certification under ISO 20001, relating to information security management, affirming its commitment to international best practices. As the year closes, LBC looks ahead with a five-pronged growth strategy underpinned by continued investment. Major plans for 2026 include maintaining and growing business in Portugal, expanding development consulting in Africa, deepening presence in the European market, developing next-generation products supported by AI, and bringing AI enablement services more broadly to market. Investment for these initiatives totals more than 1.15 million euros and includes targeted funding for talent acquisition, management reinforcement, training, internal systems improvement, and additional certifications. LBC's leaders recognize that the overlapping timelines of incremental, emerging, and disruptive innovation, an effect compressed by the impact of artificial intelligence, necessitate adaptive investment and workforce planning. These investments will be carefully balanced to maintain profitability and sustain operational liquidity, with a focus on creating long-term value and relevance for clients. This concludes the main content of the LBC Annual Report and Financial Statements for 2025. The document presents a thorough portrait of a consulting firm that is not only adapting but actively shaping the future of digital transformation, artificial intelligence, and talent development on a global stage. In summary, LBC's 2025 was marked by disciplined growth, innovative investments in artificial intelligence, robust operational and financial results, and a clear commitment to people and ethics. The integration of AI, the focus on learning and talent, and the pursuit of responsible, sustainable management have positioned LBC to thrive through uncertainty and continued market evolution. Looking forward to 2026, the combination of strategic investments, international expansion, and value-driven leadership stands as the foundation for ongoing transformation and competitiveness in the global consulting landscape.